The Security Council heard two very different arguments about the situation in Eastern Europe. The US, which called this meeting, says the Russian military build-up around Ukraine is the largest mobilization of troops in Europe in decades.
Russia's aggression today not only threatens Ukraine, it also threatens Europe. It threatens the international order this body is charged with upholding. We continue to hope Russia chooses the path of diplomacy over the path of conflict in Ukraine. But we cannot just wait and see.
But Russia's ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, says all his country's troops are on Russian soil. They're not close to the Ukrainian border, and there's absolutely no proof of a threat from them. He says the US and NATO were whipping up tensions as though they want there to be a war. Outside the council chamber, I pushed him further on this.
Are there any circumstances in which Russian troops would cross the border into Ukraine? Can you just be clear for us?
I'm not the person to decide whatever happens, but we never, I said it in my statement, that no Russian politician or even a public figure ever said that we are planning to attack Ukraine.
A clear answer, it seemed, but then he added this.
We do not exclude provocations from Ukrainian side, and the separatist republics, they say they have information that such provocations may happen.
Russia had tried to prevent this meeting by calling a procedural vote at the start. Nine countries supported the US, but Russia was joined by China in objecting to the session, and three other Security Council members, Gabon, Kenya and India, abstained.
The meeting went ahead, but the procedural vote and the comments of many of the non-Western members of the Council should be noted. The US's aim here was to galvanise international opinion against what it says is the Russian threat. But to achieve a broad international consensus, it still has more work to do. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.